Good afternoon, folks. Well, I guess it depends on where you are, whether it's afternoon or evening. Anyway, this is Carolyn Evers. Took a little dinner break from our healing show with Charlene. Had a little dinner, some tea, and what do you know, I'm ready to go again. Can you believe that? As you may or may not know, I work with the Akashic Records and do a lot of readings for people, and also Metatron soul healing readings. And they can be found at CarolynEvers.com or at MetatronMinutes.com. And I was working on a reading today, and I just thought it was so fascinating because there seems to be a lot of confusion today with relationships, maybe people not coming up to your expectations, or, drama. all parts of so much going on in every different direction, it's getting confusing. New energy coming in. And so I do get a lot of questions and readings with regarding family relationships. And I had something today that I just thought was so beautifully put. A lady was asking about her two sons. And won't get into the exact question, but basically what was in the Akashic Records is about what's happening now. And that people who are in close family relationships are either members from past lifetime families, or else there is healing that is required because of negative events among people. And so what they were saying in the records is that in this cycle, it is ending, and we're not really moving towards new experiences, but rather healing what has already been experienced. And so as these situations come up to be healed, you might find a lot of trauma in that because, you know, there's a lot of dust hanging over from the past where there were really traumatic moments. And so they started talking about these two sons and how everyone in the immediate family, we sort of work in a group of a soul family, and each soul in that family has experienced every position in that family. At some time, every one of them would have been the spouse, the sibling, the grandparent, and this is how most of our incarnational situations have occurred, because each soul has examined every situation of these relationships and have grown from them. Well, anyway, in this particular situation, the mother had made a commitment to the children that she would come and help them to awaken to the grander truth of who they are and their relationship to God. And so there was a paragraph that I just thought was so fascinating. We all need to perhaps reflect upon this. And this is what the paragraph was. You, in truth, are also working within a veil. And that veil is that you do not understand your greatness of soul, but you really do. You pretend to yourself that you have forgotten, but your soul knows. And you do also in your subconscious. That is why meditation is so important, as it is the manner of moving behind the consciousness of who you are and connecting to moments beyond your ego and your challenges and illusions. And I just loved that because, in truth, we all are working within a veil. I would like to further state that, in my opinion, from doing different kinds of readings, that the veil is really forgetting who we are, because that triggers abilities. And once we start to understand who we are, we then start to remember these abilities that we have learned in the past. I talk to so many people on this show, and my show with Charlene, where we have forgotten. I see us all, so many of us, walking within this veil. It's like we're holding on to the tail of the monk, the giraffe, or the elephant, and we just don't understand all the other parts to it. But yet, before we put the blinders on, we knew the whole thing. And I do agree wholeheartedly with that concept of meditating. And it seems to be a real stumbling block with people, you know. How do you meditate? What in the world are you supposed to be doing? I sit there, I try, nothing happens. I pay attention to my breath, nothing happens. I work with guided imagery, nothing happens. And there seems to be a long string of these moments where it seems like nothing happens. And yet, behind that statement, nothing happens, there is this greatness of you. There is this magnificence of you that is on the other side of the veil. And it is but learning how to connect to it. And until you do, you can really feel lost. Where am I? Who am I? What is it all about? I was thinking of that movie, something like, "What's It All About, Alfie?" That song. We all sing that song once in a while, don't we? I would like to talk a little bit about meditation. It almost has become a dirty word in a sense, because there can be so much frustration around it. And one of the reasons why I think there is so much frustration is because it is very difficult for people to connect to their higher self. That self that is the gateway to the monad, the soul monad that holds all of the experiences that you've ever gathered in all of your lifetimes. And it is very difficult to connect to that unless your heart center is opened. And this is one of the things that I find in working with people, like I said, through the Akashic readings or through the Lord Metatron soul healings, is I would say it's just about impossible to connect to your high self until your heart center is open. And what happened to everybody's heart center? Why did they close down? Why did people get so disappointed that it became so difficult to open up and love again? And the answer is really simple. For so long, for so many eons of time here on Earth, we have been under the oppression of the dark, where the dark infiltrated organizations, governments, everything that you can possibly think of. And there was that control and domination, that emphasis on you will think as we tell you to think, you will behave as we tell you to behave. And it is the way of control that has shut down the heart center. And the dark knew if your heart center was closed to love, you couldn't reach your higher self. You couldn't look within to find the truth. You would have to rely upon what they were feeding you, what they were telling you to believe, what they were telling you how to act. There's three parts to the heart center. There is the beating heart that we all know about. There is the heart chakra that we should know about, and the heart mind, which maybe not many of us know about. A friend of mine was talking about speaking to a nurse who was in intensive care with heart surgery. And they knew from experience that they should not involve a certain section with the surgery, because they knew that it somehow injured people, and there was that section there with the heart mind. So at least nurses were aware of it. And the three in truth act in tandem with one another, and it affects the entire body, so that what you think really enters into how you feel. How you feel really enters into how you will react to others, how you will react to yourself. I work with people with Lord Metatron and individuals who come, who one of the things that they want to do is connect to their high self, because they want to know about their mission. They want to know what they are to do. What did you come here? What did you promise to do when you came? And one of the few ways that you can find out is to connect to your higher self. I've told this story many times, and maybe you've heard it. The first time that I connected to my high self, and I didn't quite know what it was at the time, but I was involved in a very moving emotional experience that just blew the gates open to my heart center, and it was my higher self had been trying to reach me for a long time, and this was the moment of chance when it could. And I was in Lourdes. I was attending a mass. Just happened to get into the mass that was said in French. Didn't know French. Well, at least not enough to tell what people were actually saying. But the men's voices were so beautiful. It was a male choir, the tenors, and the songs that they sang, the hymns in praise of Mother Mary. And I got a seat. One of the few seats that were left, it was behind a pole. I really couldn't see anybody. All I could do was listen and hear. And I was so attuned into this passion of love that these beautiful singers had that was coming forth in their voice. And it moved me so. It moved me to tears at the beauty of it. And as I was quietly sobbing behind this pillar, it was like a doorway opened up in my mind. And through that doorway, I heard this consciousness speaking to me. And any question that I had, it answered. And it was so profound. And I thought, oh, I wish I had a long list of questions that I could ask this being, and not knowing at the time that this was my higher self. And I came across this opening up of the heart center accidentally. And for truth, if you can go into that emotion where love and gratitude just so filled you, it would open up the heart center. You only need to do this once. After it's opened and you start conversing with your higher self. You then can repeat the process at will. It is incredible. And I understand the frustration of not being able to communicate with your high self, because no matter how much you try, unless that heart center is opened, you will not reach the higher self. I don't care how many tapes you listen to, how many books you read, how many guided meditations you follow. If the heart center is not open, you're not going anywhere. And so it is something that you really need to know. You really need to know that. And there are so many whose heart centers have been closed down because of abuse, because of persecution perhaps in past lifetimes, because of despair, because of hopelessness, because of feeling lonely. Very hard to open up the heart center if you're feeling lonely, if you're out of touch, out of sync with those around you. And so the fact of the matter is, there must be a moment. There must be an experience where you can move beyond yourself and feel an emotion that moves you in such a way that the majesty of it opens up the heart center. And you will know if you need to open that up, if you have tried to meditate and you can't reach your higher self. And of course, the question is, how do you know if you've reached your high self? And oh, this might seem like a silly answer, but you will know, because there's nothing like it. There is this command of intelligence that is of this great wisdom. There is no confusion. Your high self understands who they are and what they are. They understand all of the experiences that you have ever had. And it is like the book of knowledge waiting for you to open. And for truth, wanting to give you all of the answers that you could possibly want. It knows your mission, the reason that you came, and it helps to sort out things for you so you know your direction. Because for truth, it really wasn't meant that other people needed to tell you who you are, or your relationship with your God, or, for that matter, God. It all came within. And that master teacher that we call Yeshua said that many times. Go within. Seek the Father. He said it in so many ways. He couldn't talk to the people then about, oh, you need to go in and meditate a little, my friends. Find your heart center. They wouldn't have known what he was talking about. And it was simply, go within and search for the Father. That was simple enough. They could understand that. But somehow, we've gotten lost in those words. And so, what do those words mean to you? I would like to say this. If you're feeling confused, you can seek help, because there's so much today, places where you can go and find some spiritual help. Or you can have a plan to set aside a little bit of time each day and try to find that entrance, that doorway to you, that doorway to you in all of its glory, in everything that you have accomplished. It is there waiting for you. Your abilities that you have forgotten. And when you decided to get behind this veil that we are under, you forgot. Until the moment would come when you would remember again. It's hard to imagine being willing to come to a place like this and playing that little game, isn't it? But when we came, we thought it was a great adventure, a marvelous idea, a wonderful game. We would play this out until we got to the point, we would have our struggles, our up and down, the dark and the light, and at some point, we would decide, oh, the game is over, let's wake up, let's get out from behind the veil, let's understand who we are, who God is. And, you know, God was interested in this game also. God wanted to know, if you had forgotten everything, would there be some moment when you would awaken? Would there be some moment when you would remember your God and love God in spite of all of the darkness, in spite of all of those moments of desperation when you felt you were walking alone? And now is the time, my friends. Now is the time. The energies are here. And we are on that momentous moment when it is time to lift the veil and take a peek at the magnificence behind it. This magnificence that we call me. No more pain, no more uncertainty, but the knowledge comes as to what we must clear, how we must clear, and how to release the pain, and how to remember our abilities. So give us a call. We have several things that we could talk about. Our earlier show was on karma and what we thought karma was all about. You might have been one who tried to get on that show. Give us a call. We're actually halfway through this show already. So if you're planning on calling, you don't have a lot of time. So, tell me, what do you remember? Do you remember any of your past lifetimes? Do you remember them consciously? Do you remember them in dreams? Are there things that happen in your everyday life where something reminds you of long ago days? Is there something that strikes you, an emotion that you can't quite identify when you see a Greek temple? There's something familiar about it. Or Rome. Is there something that makes you in some way identify with the greatness of Rome, whether it is exhilaration or fear? These emotions that we feel when we open these little doorways tells us a story. And I think we had somebody trying to get our attention. And your name, caller?
It's Vince.
Is this Vince?
Yes.
Hi, Vince. You know,
we've had an adventure today.
What'd you say?
We've had a great adventure today.
Didn't we now? is called the technological age. And sometimes it breaks down. Yeah, we had a little bit of trouble.
I just wanted to make sure you could hear me okay.
I can hear you just fine.
Great.
And when we got disconnected, what we were talking about earlier was I had asked you if you had some resonance about being a priest and a monk, because when I was talking to you, I could see these individuals behind you, sort of like standing in line. And you felt that you did have a sense of familiarity about being them, as I recall. So perhaps we can pick up from there if you care to.
Oh, sure. And it's funny because really the whole purpose and reason I'm calling is about what you're talking about now.
And what topic was that?
Well, getting to the point of connecting with the higher self so I can move on to it, what needs to be done.
Absolutely. Vince, I do, like I was saying to you, or saying on the air earlier, I do a lot of soul readings with Lord Metatron and also reading the Akashic Records. And what we are talking about here is a situation that so many people face. They haven't been able to connect to their higher mind for one reason or another. And when I hold the space and we actually open up the heart center, it is quite exciting when the high self comes in. And it is so true because I truly believe that the way we are made, our body and our soul, that the intention was really to go within and to communicate with all that we have ever experienced in the past. And one of the things that closes down the heart center is some of the past lifetimes when we have been persecuted. And people who held belief systems that, to give you an example, that was in opposition to the established religion, if they were persecuted during the Inquisition, for instance, or so many other sad times during that history, they died with this great trauma of feeling ridiculed or held up on some level where they had this feeling of being wrong, not having any self-worth. That's an example that if that's not cleared, then you come into a lifetime later with a closed heart center. And it's one of the, this is my personal opinion from working with people, it is the closed heart center that is preventing so many people from going within and connecting with the higher mind. And this has occurred through the control and domination of the dark over many eons and many of our past lifetimes. So what do you think of that?
I agree.
You mean I worked this hard and you're going to agree with me, huh?
Yeah. It's one of the, as I said to you earlier, I said I'm pretty adept at taking people what I call home.
And what do you call home, dear?
Well, let's say home, where we came from.
Okay. And what do you do? What do you do that you take people there? Are you a counselor, a healer?
I have no idea. I just have the ability to take them there. And people that weren't even open to spirituality at all, I go through this little meditative process with them, and I'm able to take them there. Though I don't get to experience it myself.
Well, let me tell you what I think is happening there, Vince. You're holding the space for them. Does that make sense?
Yes, of course. That's exactly what's going on.
Yeah. And when I work with people, I'm doing the same thing also. I'm holding the space for them. And what's so difficult is it's very difficult for a person to hold their own space. You know that, don't you?
Well, yeah. Well, it is for me, sure.
I don't think you're an exception. I think that's just the way it is. And what I think happens there is there must be someone in, if we're in this dimension, then there must be someone in this dimension who is witnessing it. And that is true of healing. It is true of miracles. It's true of this, opening up the heart center. There must be someone there holding the space and witnessing it to work in this dimension. Does that make sense to you?
Well, sure. I mean, everything you've been talking about today, the karma, the opening up the heart space, the connecting with the higher self, even in my case where you're talking about possible persecution or the even the gone through things that make me not want to complete the financial deals. Well, these are very important things to accomplish, and without being able to get through these steps to doing this, you know, it's holding a lot of people up.
Well, do you think you're ready to open up the heart center?
Well, sure. I'd like to believe I was ready. I thought, as a matter of fact, I thought I had already done that some time ago, and obviously I hadn't.
Ah, you thought you did, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, if you open up the heart center and the higher self comes in, you'd know it. It rings a big gong, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
So, what do you say we try?
Let's do it.
All right. First of all, I want you to take a couple deep breaths and just relax. And take a deep breath, knowing that you're bringing in God's energy. And when you exhale, just let all of the tension leave in your body everywhere. It is very important not to be carrying tension in your body. Just feel the peace flooding in, the serenity, knowing that everything is just perfect. Now, you ready?
Yes.
What I want you to do is just think of the beating heart, because when you think of this, that's thought, and consciousness follows thought. It's so simple. And if you think of the beating heart, and you place your consciousness there, you're inside of the body. It is just that simple. So simple. You are there. And you can do lots of things with this once you're inside the body, but I want you just to tell yourself that you want to see the heart center. And you'll see it, because what you've noticed first is a flame, a threefold flame. It might not be too large, might be small, but there is a little bit of pink, a little bit of yellow, and a little bit of the color cayenne. And it's a little flame. The three colors seem to circle one another. And if you have the intention to see it, you should be able to see it. So let me know when you see it. Or feel it, or intuit it. One of them. Just let me know. There is a peace there. You should at least feel the peace. So tell me if you feel the peace. It's not hard. It's really easy. Just trust. You're not trusting. You're not feeling that you're worthy enough, and you are. You are worthy to do this. You deserve it. Just trust. That's all you need. Just trust that you can do it. Just look inside. Feel the warmth. Do you feel the warmth?
Yes, there it is.
Yes. Just go with the warmth. The warmth will grow as you breathe into your heart. Just breathe into your heart. Feel the warmth, the glow. Can you feel it?
Yes.
It's easy, isn't it? Just to feel the warmth. And if you feel it, it might even be getting warmer. And thus intuit that little flame in there. Do you have a sense of it?
Yes.
Yes. It's there, isn't it? And just breathe into that center and let those little flames grow higher and warmer. This is your connection. Just feel it getting warmer. The little flame is now growing larger. Do you see it? It's quite beautiful. It makes you feel so good. Are you feeling it?
Yes.
You're allowed. Yes, you're allowed to. Now, take your consciousness and place it up at the crown. Let me know when your consciousness is there. Is it there yet? You just become aware of the crown chakra. Are you there yet? You can do this. It's simple. You're just putting your consciousness there at the top of your head, at the crown.
Yes.
Yes. Matter of fact, you might even look around and explore it. You might even see the petals in the crown. You see them yet? They have a slight movement to it, a bit of vibration as the energy comes in and out of the body. You see it? You feel it? You intuit it? You can. You see the little petals moving? Are you saying yes or no? What are you saying?
I know it's there.
Yes, you know it. Now, do you feel a consciousness a little bit higher than the petals? Do you feel that consciousness there waiting for you? Are you aware of it? Can you sense it there?
Yes.
Now, when you put your consciousness there, what are you feeling? What is the emotion that you feel that's coming into your awareness? Tell me what you feel. Surely you feel something.
Actually, relaxed.
Okay, relaxed. That's good to feel relaxed. But take your awareness. Search for more. Search beyond feeling relaxed. Because we want to know how you feel the emotion. If there is love, or a feeling of comfort, of being protected, any of those feelings.
Protected.
Protected. Now, you see, this is the test. You want to make sure that the consciousness that is waiting to connect with you is of a higher vibration. This is what you want to know. Ask your body if this is a high vibration and tell me yes or no. Because you're inside the body. The body won't lie. Is this consciousness a higher vibration than yours? Yes or no? Or I don't know.
Don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't like inviting a consciousness into your physical unless you feel certain that it holds love and beauty and protection. And that is the key, because what I do when a person is ready is to invite the high self to come into the heart center. And when you do that, it very slowly drifts into the heart center. But I don't want to suggest that unless you identify the emotion. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yes.
And it could be that you're a little nervous because, you know, you're talking to me and you don't know me, or you're on the radio. But this is the process, Vince. And what I would suggest that you do is you could download this show and listen to my words and play some soothing music and go through that process, because it's so simple. What you do is when you feel that connection and you know that it is peaceful or joyous or happy, or you feel protected or loved, you have to have one of those feelings, in my point of view, because you don't want to invite something into your heart center that is not of a very high vibration. And so what I would suggest that you do is you work with that. And when you get to the point that you recognize that that consciousness over top of your crown chakra is of love, then you simply invite it to come into your heart center. And what happens is it just very slowly drifts into your heart center. And see, at that point, you are inside your body and you converse with it. You can ask it any question. And you get the answer, you'll hear it speak to you. And then when you get your questions and your answers, you then release the higher self, because see, the vibration is a lot higher and it can't stay within you. It comes in for short periods of time. You get the information that you want and then it leaves. But now if you understand the protocol, you can do this yourself, can't you?
Certainly.
Yeah. And maybe what you need is like, a little ceremony, maybe play some nice music, light a candle, burn some incense. And these are little helps, because if you do the same thing each time, let's say every time you light a candle or every time you light some incense or every time you play a certain song, it is teaching the body that, okay, this is the time when we're going to do our spiritual work. And the body is trained. You've heard of Skinner's experiment with, it was Pavlov and his dogs. Did you ever hear about that Russian scientist who worked with dogs?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, you see, when they heard the bell, they knew it was time to eat, and they would rush and get something to eat, and then after a while, he stopped giving them the food, and the animals would still salivate. So what that's saying is that when you have an event that is repeated, it teaches the body a lesson. And that is what these props do, whether it's music or incense. If you do the same thing, it's one of the reasons why they suggest to people when they meditate to try to do it the same time every day. The body understands this. And when you pick that time of the day, or you play the music or whatever, the flower essence, whatever you decide, it is like a message to the body, okay, this is the time to relax. This is the time that we're going to have fun with our journey. And for you today, this is like the first time we did it, and it's, as I said, even though you're relaxed, I just hesitate inviting the consciousness to come in unless you feel certain that there are these loving emotions surrounding it. But that's the way you do it, and you can see, Vince, how easy it is, isn't it?
Yes.
It is. It's very easy. So, you think you might try this yourself?
Oh, sure.
Because any question that you ask, Vince, you get the answer. And what you're really doing is you're getting the answer from the experiences of your soul. And that's, you know, your soul has quite a capacity. And the other thing is when you go into the heart center, even if you don't invite the higher self to come in, you can ask questions that will be sent out to the universe and come back with an answer through intuition. Especially if you're asking a question where the answer isn't on this planet. Did you know that?
Yes, I'm intellectually aware of that.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful thing because really there is no information that's withheld from us. You know, if we want to know the information, we can send the question out and it will come back closed with an answer. It's so exciting. So what I would like for you to do, Vince, try that out. Call me back next Sunday and let me know how you did. And if you weren't able to weren't able to connect, we'll try again. How's that for a deal?
That sounds good.
I know you can do this. I know you can do it. Maybe this will help. You know how I told you to go within the body? You just think of the beating heart. And your consciousness goes there. Well, you're inside the body. Now, intend to see the energy body around your physical body, which is the subtle bodies. And if you just intend that, you'll see it. Just intend. Yeah?
Could it be my lack of a screen that's confusing me?
Your lack of what?
Oh, I don't visualize.
You don't have to visualize it, just intend. In other words, this is true. Some people do not see, some people intuit, some people feel. And that's very true. It depends on how you get information. How do you get information?
I just know.
Okay, well then, go within the heart center and just know about the energy body around the physical body, because what I want you to do is I want you to look for the emotional body. And so just find the emotional body and tell me when you know you have found it.
See, I think that's what I'm stuck on.
You're not stuck. You're not stuck. Because this is the way that you clear the past trauma. In other words, these persecutions and things that we're talking about, the energy of that is sitting in your emotional body next to the physical. And it can be cleared. And I know that you can do this. You've got something there that is holding you back from facing it. And I do believe it's the traumas that you have endured in the past, and there were times, here's what the situation is, when you were persecuted, you did not forgive yourself. How does that sound when I tell you that?
Yeah, it sounds good. I just flashed on thinking back at the time of Christ and watching things and not liking it. I have no idea what that's all about. But
well, what you have to do, really, Vince, is forgive yourself. You were involved in situations where people told you were wrong, where you were disgraced, and you felt shame. and this is past life. And you have to clear that and tell yourself, and it would help if you can do this in meditation. You get to a higher level of energy, and you do some self-talk here that you are not in shame, that you forgive yourself, that you are a beautiful soul, that you are a creation of God, and you are worthy the same way that everyone else is worthy. Now, are you willing to forgive yourself?
Yes.
Yeah. See, if you are willing to forgive yourself, because that's one of the things that's holding you back, you can go into all these other doorways because you were worthy. Are you willing to love yourself?
Yes.
Good. If you're willing to forgive yourself for no matter what might have happened, and you're willing to love yourself no matter what happened, you can then take some of these other steps. And I have about 2 minutes here. Try and again go in, see the heart beating, and see if you can know that you have located this emotional body next to the physical. How do you feel? Have you reached it? Do you know it?
Yes.
Because there are some dark blotches there, just some speckles of dark energy. Do you know that they're there?
I must know because my face is crunching up. Like, what's that?
Well, what you do is you just roll all that up in a ball. Just intend to roll it up in a ball.
Okay.
Have you done it?
Yep.
Call down the light. Is the light there yet?
Yes.
Just turn that big ball over to the light, and the light will transmute it. Has it done it yet? You know if it has or not.
Yes.
Now, do you feel lighter?
Yes.
Yeah. This is all it is, all it takes to do clearing. Vince, we're at the end of our time, my dear. Give me a call next Sunday, and we'll work on some other things. Okay?
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
God bless.
You too. Well, friends, that is just some ideas of some of the things that you can do. This is just a little example of some of the things that you can do. And it's our time to go off the air, but I was told we could talk for a few more moments, because what I want you to do, I want to show you, introduce you how to find God. And it is so simple. So simple. You put your hand over your solar plexus. You know where that is. That is your strength of who you are. I want you to feel it. I want you to breathe into your solar plexus as you have your hand over your solar plexus and feel your power. People who work with martial arts know this. But you know, we spiritual people don't always know it. Feel that power as you breathe into it. You whip up the vibrations there. You've got that little chakra just spinning around. As you breathe into it, you feel your power. And as you feel this, I want you to follow the thread. There is a little thread of white light that goes up from the solar plexus as it is spinning. and just follow the thread. It goes up through all of the chakras. You'll see that thread. Just keep following it with your consciousness. You're up to the throat, the heart chakra, the throat chakra, the third eye, and then you get up to the crown again. Oh, I find the crown so beautiful and refreshing. Oh, that white light coming in and out. And if you concentrate, you can see the petals around the crown chakra. And they kind of move a little bit with the energy that's coming in and out. Just relax and breathe into that for a moment. Just look around and be aware of that. Because that's only part of the journey, my friends. Follow that white light, that thread. Keep going up, 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 all the way up until you come to a place. It's a magnificent place. Some people shoot right up and some people take a little time. Some people don't get there the first time, but you can. Just have faith. Let go. Know that you are there. Because you're at the foot of your Creator. This is how you're connected to your Creator. People see different things. Some people just see light in the beginning. But allow the light to move aside. Because you might see Father, Mother, God there. Sometimes you see him sitting on a throne. And if you do, the very first time, how fortunate you are. So, tell your God what you think. They'll answer you. And then, when you get your answer, come back down to the solar plexus. Tune in next Sunday. We'll tell you the rest of it. Goodbye for now. This is Carolyn Evers. Talk to you soon.